This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprahava Relics related to Bhagwan Buddha, titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One, at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also visited different sections of the exposition related to Lord Buddha. The Prime Minister also unveiled the catalogue of this exposition. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, after a long wait, country's heritage has returned and its sacred legacy has come back home. Mr. Modi said, from today, the people of the country will be able to have the sacred darshan of these holy relics of Lord Buddha and receive his divine blessings.
Bhagavan Buddha ke pavitra relics ko apne beech paakar hum sabhi dhanya hai. Inka Bharat se bahar jana aur lautkar phir Bharat aana, ye dono hi padav apne aap mein bahut bada sabak hai. Sabak ye hai ki gulami sirf rajneetik aur aarthik nahi hoti. Gulami hamari virasat ko bhi tabah kar deti hai.
Discovered in 1898, the Piprahava relics hold a central place in the archaeological study of early Buddhism. These are among the earliest and most historically significant relic deposits directly connected to Bhagwan Buddha. Archaeological evidence associates the Piprahava site with ancient Kapilavastu, widely identified as the place where Bhagwan Buddha spent his early life prior to renunciation. The exposition brings together for the first time the Piprahava relics repatriated after more than a century from Piprahava that are preserved in the collections of the National Museum, New Delhi, and the Indian Museum, Kolkata. Union Minister of Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said this historic event marks the renunciation of the Piprahava gem relics of Lord Buddha, repatriated after 127 years. He said it is a matter of inspiration and pride for the whole country. The exposition highlights India's deep and continuing civilizational link with the teachings of Lord Buddha and reflects the Prime Minister's commitment to preserve the country's rich spiritual and cultural heritage. The recent repatriation of these relics has been achieved through sustained government effort, institutional cooperation, and innovative public-private partnership. In Chhattisgarh, 14 Maoists have been killed in two separate encounters with security forces in Bijapur and Sukma districts of the Bastar Division. One of the encounters took place in the Konta area of Sukma district, in which 12 Maoists were killed. The second encounter occurred in the Basaguda area of Bijapur district, where two Maoists were neutralized. Security forces have recovered the bodies of all the slain Maoists from the encounter sites, besides an AK-47 rifle, an SLR rifle, and other weapons have also been recovered from the spot. The Election Commission of India has decided that the voters from three Aboriginal tribes or primitive tribes, Bedhor, Toto and Chobar, will be automatically enlisted in the final voters list of West Bengal. The voters from these three communities will not be required to furnish any document for that purpose. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to India's first female freedom fighter, Rani Velu Nachiyar, on her birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that Veera Mangai Rani Velu Nachiyar was a courageous ruler and a visionary leader who stood steadfast against colonial domination. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has asked Kolkata Knight Riders to release the Bangladesh pacer Mustafizur Rahman from its squad ahead of the IPL's 2026 edition. BCCI Secretary Devajit Saikia has said that KKR will be allowed to name a replacement player if required. The pressure had been mounting on the KKR over Rahman's participation in the upcoming IPL tournament after recent killing of a Hindu youth in Bangladesh. In men's cricket, under-19 Team India will lock horns with South Africa in the first youth ODI of the three-match series at Willamore Park in Benoni today from 1:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.